Let's talk a little bit about the real estate market, which has now reopened, at least somewhat. Joining us from Joanne Wine and Associates Real Estate is Jeff Wine. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. Slowly but surely, Michigan is reopening segments of its workforce, including the real estate industry, which reopened last week. What does that mean? What are you allowed to do now that you weren't before?
Sure. We're allowed to show basically in-person showings and in-person listing appointments where we were prohibited from doing so before. We still cannot do open houses as they were previously known, where we would, you know, typically now in the spring and summer we might start. I know Dan Palmatier in our office for a number of years has been successful with Monday evening open houses, let's say, and because we have longer days. People could stop by on their way home from work, you know, to take a look at a home that they might be interested in. All those, and typically Sunday afternoons were the big open house day in our market. That has been, that's still not allowed. It would be kind of like, you know, no large, I guess it falls under the no large gathering, mm-hmm. which as a realtor, I could only hope that were the case in every open house I ever held,
right.
That it was like a rocking on the river evening or something. But so a few other restrictions were we need to be wearing masks, sanitizing, disinfecting. We're asking, so when a buyer, when we schedule the appointment with the seller, we're asking the seller to turn on all the lights, open the doors, unlock things, you know, basically make the home as accessible as possible.
Right.
So there's not a lot of touching. No more than four people, including the real estate agent, are allowed in the home. So it's not time to bring mom and dad and Uncle Harry and Aunt Louise mm-hmm. and the three kids and, oh, gee, can I bring my dog in too? Just to make it simple for everybody, the answer is no. The answer is four. Please wear a mask. You'll be asked to remove your shoes if and or put booties on. One of the challenges is, I think it's getting better now, but things like masks, protective, you know, coverings for your feet, you know, the booties or whatever are in latex gloves. All those things are hard to find.
True.
Or had been. I guess it's all getting easier. Hand sanitizer, alcohol wipes, just trying to take the precautions so we're not spreading disease and or contracting disease.
Yeah.
So it's, in a lot of ways, it's become quite a bit more mechanical and rigid. Some people might say, well, geez, Jeff, you've always been rigid, so sorry. You get more of me then.
Oh, yeah, yes, but, I mean, real estate, and this is one of those touchy-feely businesses where, you know, people want to come into the home, picture themselves living there, you know, a lot of handshakes, you know, with the seller and the buyer and the real estate agent. It's gotten a lot different, hasn't it?
Oh, it's really weird, yeah. It is different. Dan Palmatier mentioned, you know, going on an appointment the other day and an older gentleman, a traditional, you know, so he sticks his hand out, no glove. I don't think he had a mask on either. And it's one of those Seinfeld kind of episodes. What do? You know,
right. Yeah.
You know, you kind of automatically stick your hand back out, right? You know?
Yeah. He feels awkward not to shake the extended hand,
right.
But times are different.
Yeah. It really is. So, and there are addendums, you know, because paperwork's going to save the world, right? And to protect, so everybody knows that, so we have a seller sign an addendum that they're authorizing the home to be shown. We're having a buyer and the agent that's showing the home sign a certificate of showing and release that they're, no one's sick. There's not going to be more than four people. The things we just talked about, there's not going to be over, you know, an excessive amount of touching surfaces, those types of things. And don't have any fun while you're in the house.
Yeah, exactly. All that being All that being said, Jeff, I mean, are people buying and selling homes right now, or is everybody kind of in holding pattern still?
They are, Paul. There were a couple, I mean, especially I would say the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've really seen an uptick in activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to explain. You know, I really can't. Is it people's belief that things are going to return to somewhat normal?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the interest rates are so low, I've got to do something because there's never been a better time? I think we're seeing in certain properties, I've had this dream to live either on the water, the river, I'm sorry, the lake, the river, or in a rural setting. There's no better time to do it now. You know, I'm, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old. I'm not living where I've always dreamed of living. And with this kind of craziness in the world,
yeah.
It's kind of like Bogey and, you know, the Casablanca, you know, get that last love of in before the war starts or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I think there's also this recognition that, you know, you've been, you know, in the house with perhaps your whole family. And, you know, it's one thing when the kids are off at soccer practice and doing their thing all the time. When 4, 5, 6 of you are home all day, every day, that house starts to get pretty small.
Right. I think there's been a lot of that reevaluation and certainly time to do it for a lot of people, you know, to reevaluate one's circumstances, whether it be, you know, health, lifestyle, work, where I'm living. I get the sense that there's a whole lot of that going on right now. And I am very encouraged with the hope that I see in people. People seem to be very optimistic overall. I mean, concerned, certainly, but overall, quite optimistic. I don't know if there was anything that could have prepared us for this.
No.
I saw Bob Tansky at Kroger a couple weeks ago, and a you know, former econ professor at SC4, and it's like, Bob, this was, you know, I took a couple classes from you. This was not in the syllabus.
Yeah.
You know? How do we prepare?
No, there was no way to prepare. All we can do is pick up the pieces and move on. If somebody is planning to list their home, or if they're looking to buy a home, what are some things they need to keep in mind with all these changes, other than what we've already discussed?
Sure. We're going to have probably a longer discussion on how the home's going to be shown, how we're going to set the house up. We've been focusing even more. I mean, we've been doing professional photographs for quite some time with most of our properties, and that will probably become even more important. Virtual tours, which I've poo-pooed in the past and didn't think they were all that interesting. Now the public finds them interesting. Number one, the technology is a lot better than it was 10 or 15 years ago. And the editing and the people that are putting them together do a much nicer job than they used to. So they're very helpful and useful. And we may rely on a virtual showing and or agent. I mean, don't be surprised, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, if an agent comes to your home by themselves and walks through the home doing a FaceTime showing or a Skype showing or some type of virtual showing. Just last week, just my listings, I'm not sure. We will talk to the rest of the staff at 9 o'clock this morning to see what their experience has been recently. But I had two offers generated, one from a virtual tour that we had put together, that we had a professional photographer, a Perspective Media, put together. And then another agent walked through with their phone. And I wrote an offer based on that for a woman in Texas. So I think we're going to see people relocating. They don't want to travel. They're willing to make the gamble, I guess, that though they can't get in, touch, feel, smell, and see a home, they can rely on the agent that's there with them and or the phone.
Yeah.
Multiple pictures, probably even more. I think we talked last month about even more gathering even more data, so
yeah,
there were fewer things to question after taking a look at the home. Your next question, I'm guessing, would be price. You know, and I tried to look up some stats for you to be ready for that question, and there isn't. I'm sorry, but I don't have much. I mean, and what I what I saw was, I can't imagine there was three stats. Whether I think like home sales, homes on the market, and sales were 19, 19, and 20 for April. Mm. And it's like, I know it was bad, but it wasn't that bad for St. Clair County. So, so that was for either for April or for the last 3 months. So either way, it's either wrong or awful. So, and not enough space.
Don't believe the numbers. It's going to be months, really, or maybe a full year cycle, I think, isn't it, before we really know what impact this has had on the real estate market.
Because, actually, I know from our experience that prices are not going down.
Yeah.
I mean, they have not. Maybe in homes that have been on the market that are not selling, those will have to be adjusted. It's been on the market for a period of time. The real estate agent and the seller in developing that asking price were overly optimistic to flat out wrong. And I include myself in that with a couple of properties that I've been marketing. But overall, we're seeing, certainly homes in the $80,000 to $130,000 price range. Those continue to move very, very quickly. And we've had homes on property from, $200 to $460, $470, $480 receive a great deal of interest as people want, do I want to live in the current situation, as we were talking about earlier. Let's live the dream right now.
Yeah.
While we still can. Which then all that kind of thinking and psychology combined with low interest rates and people that still have purchasing power do bolster prices.
Yeah. Well, this may be the time to do that and to call Joanne Wine & Associates, right?
Absolutely. Please give us a ring. We'd be happy to work with you. And if you're a buyer, it's more important than ever to get your house in order. You know, be ready. And if someone wants to know, needs help getting ready, any of us here are happy to direct them to a loan officer to get pre-qualified and let them have that conversation with them as far as what they need to do to get ready to buy. And certainly love to counsel sellers as well on what the market is doing, where we're at, and I shouldn't say market in a broad sense, but the market for your particular property is, because it really does vary from home to home, price range to price range. So,
location.
It really is. So,
yeah, no doubt.
Have you talked to Thelma Castile recently?
It's been about a week.
I'm wondering, is she able to bank a day like this? Because it's just a shame. So,
there ought to be a way to do that. This
really
is a Chamber of Commerce day, no doubt.
It certainly is, and it's a shame that we can't, bring people in by the busloads.
Yeah.
This morning or today to experience the beauty of our area.
Yeah, if you can find a way to bottle this weather, Jeff, you can quit the real estate business. You'll be a trillionaire by then for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I walked this morning. I was at Conger and Valentine, and I think, oh my goodness, this is just priceless.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't want to live here, right?
Who wouldn't want to live here? That's right. So if you're outside of St. Clair County or more than 3 miles from the waterfront, you might want to call your friendly real estate agent or broker.
There you go. Sounds good. Jeff, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for the opportunity, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Jeff Wine from Joanne Wine & Associates.